Well, I woke up this morning just about noon. I won't back. Started writing in 1976, and I was kind of shocked that he remembered it because I certainly didn't.
I wonder why.
But it was, he was here spoken like a true barrister. Don't grill me all night.
The dogs all down and down. Tell me about the first time, one man to another. just a little thing you need to peace of mind. They don't need no alibis, no excuses, never lies. You know they know how to live and let live, how to give and how to take. They were trying to pull a lot of heartbreak. That's the way I'm an honest man.
I'm in Spain,
doing the best you can.
Doing the best you can.
Or a religion, just understanding, and maybe that's not the ending. You don't need no alibis, no excuses to tell a lie.
We got the song we're going to do. This is a song I wrote kind of right after I joined Little Feet, and I brought it to the band. I said, I got this funky tune, man. I'm going to do this tune. Sam Clayton says, you got a title for the tune? I says, no, I don't. He goes, call it Skin It Back.
Isn't
that funky, man? I said, Sam, Skin It Back is a little risque, don't you think? Besides, there's nothing in the song that actually, resembles any of those maneuvers. He says, You call us Skinner back and everybody will remember it forever. He was damn right too. Thank you. This next song I actually wrote after breaking up with this really wonderful folk singer, beautiful redheaded lady. She went on to become a pop star, which was kind of cool. Back then she was just a blues folk singer, and we had a real stormy romance for about 6 months. Back in 1972. So I wrote this song for her, and I said, you should really do this song, because I wrote it about our breakup and everything, and it was very bluesy at the time, and she said, oh, no, I think Little Feet should do it. So I took it to Little Feet, and I played it for Lowell, and Lowell said, that sucks. Those were his exact words. And so I said, well, geez, now what do I do? So we moved back to Baltimore, Maryland to record Feast Don't Fail Me Now. And I convinced the engineer, George Massenberg, who's a wonderful engineer. He actually invented paramedic equalizers, or whatever they're called. Something like that. Yeah. He's made a fortune. That's all.
Not flesh and rod.
It's a scratch of people out there. In any event, he recorded a demo of it, and he kept singing it for Lowell, and Lowell finally says, what is that? And he played in the demo, and he went, that's a pretty good song. Jesus, we should do that song. So Lowell proceeded to spend $85,000 trying to make a single out of this song.
A bold move
in 1979. Needless to say, I never made it like that, but it is a funky tune.
Keep your eye on the road that's ahead of you.
This summer, we were at the pleasure to be at the Trowbridge Festival. And we had a lot of extraordinary musicians, but one in particular who just absolutely blew my mind said he would come and sit in with us for these next 3 nights, and I'm so proud to have him. And show of hands, Mr. Phil Beer. The song now is it was the title track of the second Little Feet record. I gotta tell you the story of a good friend of ours here when they were his kids, and this might explain it to the kids for just a second. But when my daughter was in the third grade, she said, "Daddy, would you come to school and play some songs for my class?" And I said, "Sure, sounds like a great time." And then as I was walking onto the schoolyard, it dawned on me that all I know are Little Feet songs, which are really not really appropriate for people in the third grade, let alone their principal who decided to join the soiree, which I thought was fun. So as I'm kicking this song off, I'm thinking, well, gosh, I don't know if I can sing Cocaine Tree in front of a bunch of third graders. Like, oh, geez, what am I going to do? So I, of course, changed the lyric to Pecan Tree. And then after I did the show, the teacher, very sweet lady, came up to me. She says, "I have that record. Thank you very much." Hey. Song, it doesn't resolve, in essence, it doesn't go back to the time. time you're just kind of left hanging there, so we'll fill it in with something here. About a truck driver with a substance abuse problem. It's a wonderful sing-along song, especially if you're a fan of either country or western music. Thank you.
out on the road. Later, I'll see my pretty eyes. Pretty good.
Yeah. sing the Jamaican national anthem.
Favorite part of the night, man.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of the night. You know it. I know you know it. And you know what? It works really well in Amsterdam, too. And Humboldt County, California.
Got it.
Got it. You're a green state down here, man. See me after the show. Now, someone asked if we would do a Bob Dylan song, but let's see how we get through this first part of this.
Scamp was high, and he turned up to hear me.
To be moved.
seen the bright lights of heaven.
Yeah. Good night, good night.
Good night, good night.
Good night, good night. Yeah.